Anthony Venerian-Sons.
Is Beverly in by chance?
No, she isn't. Is there something I can help you with?
Yeah, you might be able to help me out. I'm looking to follow up here on some past financing the company did here with GE Capital. Is there maybe like a controller or an office manager who helps with the financials there that I could speak to?
Hold on one moment.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Paul. Can I help you?
Hey, Paul. This is Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I can't complain. I'm just calling actually here to follow up on an offer we had sent you guys. It was about 2 weeks ago. It was actually based off some prior financing you had done with GE Capital a few years back. Is any of that ringing a bell? Yeah?
Yep.
Okay. Well, the...
because all that goes through me. But go ahead.
Okay. It was basically based off some good lending history that you had shown there with GE, as well as your DNB credit profile. The offer we had sent you was actually a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital, and it looks like you guys got pre-approved for right around $250K. I just kind of wanted to touch base here with you and kind of see where you're at with the business and what you had coming up this quarter, if there were any plans for growth that we could help you out with.
Potential, let's see, this is July, August, September. Early in the fourth quarter, maybe.
Early in the fourth quarter? What was it you guys were going to be looking to do?
Well, we buy a lot of heavy equipment to plow snow with.
What equipment do you usually look at?
Reevaluating our fleet to see where we need to get rid of stuff and acquire new.
I see. What is it you guys usually look to do then? Is it like liquidating like old assets, or are you guys trying to just bring on new equipment?
We have a front end loader that is 15 years old and needs a lot of improvements. We'll evaluate it, decide whether we want to keep it, invest in it, or trade it in and buy new.
Okay, I see. Is there anything you guys were maybe looking to do here in the next month or two with maybe some additional capital for some projects you had, or?
No. I mean, I get a line of credit with our bank, so.
What do you guys use that line of credit for?
Just working capital needs. So if I need to fund a receivable that's getting paid late, I do it, and then when they pay it, I pay it down, so.
I see.
That's pretty much what it's being used for.
All right. Do you usually kind of lean on that quite often, or is that kind of like a secondary?
Well, certain times of the year.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and usually in the spring, is we'll buy maybe $700,000 worth of bark mulch.
Oh wow! How big is that line of credit you have then?
$500,000.
$500,000. Okay, I see. Okay. Have you guys ever looked into working capital before? I mean, it's somewhat similar to a line of credit.
I mean, I'm familiar with it. But you know what? I have, I deal with this bank that gives us lines of credit. We have real estate loans with them, and everything is pretty much cross collateralized.
To do
working capital loans and pledge receivables and inventory and all that other stuff. That would kind of mess me up. But I do not mind, looking outside of that lending institution for competitive rates on specific asset acquisitions.
Of course. What are they having you put up for collateral? Is it just like a down payment or what?
No. It's just, the assets of the business are cross-collateralized.
I see.
As a security instrument.
I got you. Well, definitely.
You don't lend money unsecured, do you?
Yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Our working capital program is completely unsecured, so
really?
There's no collateral that you have to put up, and it's mostly because it's based more off of sales with us as opposed to credit, so we're usually able to free up anywhere from about 10 to 15% of your top line.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't mind me asking, what did you guys do in sales last year?
$16 million.
Okay. I mean, yeah, based off of that, I mean, you take 10 to 15% of that, and we can usually kind of free that up as unsecured cash. You guys can use it forever you see fit for the business. And based off of the length of the term and the program you qualify for would determine what rates you would get into. But if you are looking for capital like that, when you kind of stock up on inventory to get a discount,
yep.
or you have operation costs, are you guys ever put on like a net 30 or net 60 on some of these contracts you have for the payout structure?
Not really. I mean, we try to discount wherever we can on the payment side.
I see. It's usually pretty upfront with you.
On the sales side, you know, we've got, just like every other business, we've got a few, you know, that stretch out their terms longer than we'd like. But
mm-hmm. for the most part, it's pretty standard, though.
Yeah.
And are you guys commercial and residential, or
no? Just commercial.
Just commercial. Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you're running into cases here where you need some extra capital there to kind of continue with operations, and you don't want to dip into your line of credit because, you know, if you use too much of it, it may affect the credit. There's definitely something there that we could help you out with.
There's a general mailbox here. Why don't you send over some information, and then
what's a good email there for you?
Use VANSONINC at AOL.com.
Okay, so I have VANSONINC at AOL.com.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I'll shoot that over. It'll just summarize the offer we sent you, as well as my contact information. Like I said, you guys were pre-approved for $250K mm-hmm. based off of your sales, and we do take a few other things into account. You probably could get approved for much more than that.
Okay.
And we could kind of see what we could do there for you. I'll follow up with you here early fourth quarter and kind of see where you guys are at with the business, if it's more on the equipment side you guys might need, or the capital, or maybe even a combination of both. We can help you out there. So I'll try and get in touch with you here in about a month or two, and we'll see where you guys are at.
All right, and I'll take a look at that email.
All right, Paul. It was good talking to you.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Bye.
Thanks.